Our scripture reading for this morning is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Don't suppose for a minute that I have come to demolish the scriptures, either God's law or the prophets. I'm not here to demolish, but to complete. I'm going to put it all together in a vast panorama. God's law is more real and lasting than the stars in the sky and the ground at your feet. Long after stars burn out and the earth wears out, God's law will be alive and working. Trivialize even the smallest item in God's law, and you will only trivialize yourself. But take it seriously. Show the way for others, and you will find honor in the kingdom. Unless you do far better than the Pharisees in the matters of right living, you won't know the first thing about entering the kingdom. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I had an experience yesterday at one of our discovery services that kind of prompted me to kind of rethink our scripture this morning. And as I was looking at it, it's so interesting where it falls in the scripture. Right before our scripture reading that we had today is Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes. And sort of this example to me as I was seeing it lived out this weekend of Jesus telling us what it looks like to be blessed, who will be blessed, and then sort of jumping in right afterwards about making sure that we live our lives in such a way with such flavor and such light that others are blessed, are drawn closer to the experience of God. Now, I was raised mostly in kind of some country churches, some small military chapels and stuff like that, sort of across the U.S., and it's always interesting the smaller churches that you go into. They each have, you know, really unique characteristics. They've got decades, sometimes centuries of stories of families that have come through there. And yesterday for our discovery weekend, the youth went to a small kind of country church that's here in our county. And their theme for Discovery Weekend is vintage, and so they wanted to find sort of a vintage Whitechapel kind of country church that they could go to. And as I walked into the sanctuary, I thought, man, you found one. This is about it. This is kind of your quintessential kind of country church. I walked in, and they had kind of afghans and quilts kind of strategically placed around the sanctuary that you were pretty sure that if any of the youth had moved them a little bit to the right or left, that somebody would have noticed when they came in this morning. There were spots on the pews where somebody just went ahead and just left their reading glasses right in the pew because they knew they're going to be the only ones that sit there in that pew. And so, you know, it had all these characteristics that you have in some of these older churches. It had the paint that, you know, maybe wasn't done by a professional painter, but just kind of keeps it updated a little bit. It had the carpet that was extra cushy, but maybe was, you know, had a little bit of age to it. But it was interesting as I kind of looked at the lights that were dangling down, I could see that the lines on the ceiling didn't really line up with the plumb line from the lights. The ceiling was a little crooked. And if if you look down, I stood at the front of the church and I looked down the middle aisle of the church, the floor, the pews all kind of sloped towards the outside. It was almost like if you started the service sitting near the aisle, by the end of the sermon, you're going to be kind of on the outside aisle. And it was just this really interesting sort of moment, kind of being in a space like that. It kind of took me back to when I was preaching in three-point charges, where I was going around to some of those country churches. But something incredible happened, something you don't really experience in a country church very often, that about 11 o'clock, these vans started pulling up, just one after another, into the gravel parking lot right there, just... And hundreds of youth just started pouring out and filling the small little church. All the way from front to back. They had a band that played in the choir loft, all the way from the front pew. That's why you could tell a lot of the kids weren't Methodists, as some of them went right to the front pew. So I was like, that's pretty good. It filled all the way from the front pew all the way to the back. And there was adults standing around the sides and the back, and it was completely full. And as they began their worship service, they began singing, they began praising. The youth were singing, they were really getting into it. We talked about baptism. We had baptismal stations sort of around the church that they could go and they could remember their baptism. And I kept thinking to myself, how incredible it would have been for some of the members of that church to be able to be there and to see that. To experience their church probably more alive and more vibrant than maybe some of them had remembered. Now I'm making an assumption that they might have just be packed out this Sunday. I have no idea. But just an incredible outpouring of the Spirit in a place that seemed very old and aged. That God was doing new things in that space, incredible things. And some of those youth, as they were coming up and they were interacting with those waters of baptism, remembering God's grace and their story being wrapped up in God, they were crying. They were so emotional. They were coming, they were having these experiences. And God was doing something new in a space that had been there for so long that not many changes had really been made to over the years. It's incredible what small dashes of flavor, small glimpses of light can do in our lives. And our scripture reading this morning, this incredible metaphor that God gives us, that we are the salt of the earth, that we are the light of the world, we are that light set upon a hill. When we add salt to a meal, when we add that light in the darkness, it's incredible what just a little amount can do. That it changes the entire situation. It changes the taste of a dish. It changes the entire light of a room with just one flickering candle. The light on a hill, I always sort of have this image of somebody looking out across this dark valley and being able to pick out one light in the distance, something to aim for, to head for, that stands out and distinct and different from everything else that's around it. It's incredible what God can do with just a small little change, a little bit of flavor, or a little bit of light. Now, as we were worshiping in the sanctuary yesterday, like I said, God might do incredible things in that sanctuary every Sunday morning or every week. But I got to think about my life, how sometimes I always assume that God has to make these large sweeping changes, that I have to make some big habitual change in my life to start a new pattern or start a new discipline in order to kind of feel this new movement of what God is doing to kind of take me in a new direction. And yesterday, as I was standing in the sanctuary that was close to 200 years old, I think, it was incredible for me to see that sometimes it just takes even just a very small act, just a small bit of flavor, a small act of lighting a light. For this church, just opening their doors and letting over 100 youth and volunteers come in and use their space to experience God's grace and story. Now, I'm sure some people will be a little annoyed that their Afghans got moved to the side or that we, you know, there's probably, I know when I talked about baptism, I like to get in the water a little bit, so I know I left some drips on the floor. But just that one moment, I feel like transformed that space into something incredible. And I've been in small churches like that before, and I always imagined that if the congregation had been there to see what was happening, man, that would have just inspired me if I'd been a member of that church to really see what God was doing. But they did an incredible thing by just opening their doors and allowing it to happen. As we think about how we can be salt and light in the world this week, what's one small thing you can do? What's a small bit of flavor that you can add to the world? What's a small light that you can give? For this church, it was opening their doors. For some adults that were volunteering this weekend, it was just volunteering to help set up a worship space. To do nothing more than to stand in the back and to be somebody that helps drive youth around, that helps to bring in meals. But just that small little step created an amazing opportunity for somebody else. I have a feeling that God has an opportunity for you this week. In a conversation, to offer an encouraging word, to be able to bless somebody without them even knowing it. That you can add a little bit of salt. That you can add a little bit of flavor, a little bit of light to somebody else's life. And out of these Beatitudes that Jesus has given us to tell us what blessed looks like, that we are the ones who are blessed that can now go out and to bless others as well. That we can be the salt and the light of the world, that city on a hill. And through just one small change, God can do incredible things. Will you pray with me this morning? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. We give you thanks for the flavor that you have added to our lives, that we are allowed to be salty Christians. We do not always get it right, Lord, but we always strive to be faithful. Lord, you allow us to be light and flavor to this world. You allow us to be distinct and to different. Put us into opportunities, Lord, to where we can add light and salt to somebody else's life this week. Through one small change or one small action, Lord, you can do an incredible thing. Allow us to see that so that it inspires us that we are not finished yet and that, Lord, you have more incredible things to come. As we pray this all in Jesus' name, amen.